You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm yours, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully on today's episode, which is being dropped on June 24th, 2021. I'm going to be looking at a team that is red hot and holding a potential lottery ticket. I'll explain what that means in just a little bit. This show is available on the free and easy to use Odyssey app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're at home or in your car and you have a smart device, be sure to tell it to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pods. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter. Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Absolutely bananas day of baseball. You're going to hear some of the Locked On hosts covering some of the craziness that happened there. I mean, the Yankee Royals game, the Angels San Francisco game, the LA versus San Diego game. So much drama was going on left and right. The White Sox pulled off a win against the Pirates that they really, really need to have. The Diamondbacks, I hope you enjoyed that one-game winning streak you have because you're now on another two-game losing streak. And the Rays jumped all over the Red Sox early. And, you know, Franco, the phenom, didn't get a hit today, but he got on base twice, scored a run. Austin Meadows got yet another home run. And Tampa has crept up a little bit on the Red Sox. And the A's lost a game with the Astros. You'll hear H-Town Wheelhouse talking about the Astros' huge winning streak they're having. Man, the Astros turned things around. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, what was it, less than a couple of weeks ago, it really looked like the A's and the White Sox and the Rays were the class of the American League. And now the A's and the Rays are both wildcard teams, and the White Sox need to dust themselves off after a bad loss to the Pirates the other day. You know, it's just, it's strange how things can turn around, but you know, pretty soon we are going to be in July. It's the 24th. There's only six more days left of June. The whole, hey, there's a lot of time to, you know, turn things around, a lot of times to fix things. It's not the case really anymore now, is it? Because we are eerily close to the middle of the season. And if you're not contending now, boy, oh boy, it is going to be tough. You got to make some decisions and some changes. Now, a team that just a couple of, you know, weeks ago looked like it was heading into absolute dolzos, absolutely crashing and burning, were the Washington Nationals. You know, the team that won the last World Series in a 162-game season. And by the way their season was unfolding, you know, have those windows of opportunity, and the Nats had a huge window of opportunity basically between 2012 and 2019 where they only missed the playoffs a couple of times. And look like, oh my God, they have all this talent that they're not going to pull it off. And they finally pulled it off in that great euphoria of what happened when they upset the Astros. For all these teams that have gone to the playoffs a bunch of times, they better look at what happened with the Nats and say, man, that better happen to us. Otherwise, you see these windows of opportunities for teams like the Rays, for teams like the A's, teams like the Indians, teams like the Brewers, who have had a bunch of trips to the postseason and no title to show for it. Man, that's kind of the difference between, when you look at the 2010s, between the Tigers and the Nationals. The Tigers got to the playoffs a bunch of times, saw themselves in the World Series, couldn't close the deal. The Nats closed the deal, and it looks like it closed the deal just as that window was closing. Now, if you go back to all the way back to June 8th, a couple weeks ago, the Nationals were falling like a rock. The only team keeping them from hitting bottom in the National League were the Pirates, Rockies, and the Diamondbacks. And the Nationals just, they looked pretty, pretty terrible. Since that day, since June 8th, the Nationals have played 15 games and have won 12 of them. They are the hottest team in baseball not named the Houston Astros. Even the San Francisco Giants, who are playing on an unbelievable clip, aren't quite playing at the clip that the Nationals have. And they've been winning strange games, like the one that took place on Wednesday, which was a 13-12 game, which looked like Washington beat the Eagles. I almost said the Redskins, but they're not called the Redskins anymore. They're called the Nothings. But the Philadelphia Phillies bullpen, I mean, I could make this bullpen. There is no lead safe. You hand it to the bullpen. And when Velasquez was pulled in the fifth, you know, Bradley let up a run in two-thirds of an inning. Coonrod, I don't know how to pronounce his name. I've never said his name until just now. He let up three earned runs with no hits. You almost have to try to do that. Hale let up three runs in a third. Hey, Alvarado didn't let up a run in one inning. Benares came in and let up two runs in the ninth inning. 13-12. You score 12 runs, you should win a ball game. Philadelphia, man, I don't even know what to make of them. But the Nats won that game. And it makes for an intriguing question to ask about the Nats, which is, what should they do? What should this team do? As they're in the middle of a four-game winning streak, they've won 9 of their last 10, but they're still a sub-500 team in late June. They're still a sub-500 team with a negative run differential in late June. Now, they're four games behind the Mets. They've climbed into second place by themselves. And look, at the Mets have played very, very well. They got a big game today, especially with Lindor playing well. And you'll hear a little bit from Ryan Finkelstein about the Mets victory that they had. But the Mets are not a perfect team. The idea of them going on a slump and somehow making up four games in the second half of the season is not impossible, especially when you have some talent on the team like the Nats. And remember when they won the World Series, they got off to a horrible start. Then they had a dynamic June, July, and they shot forward, made it to the postseason. But here is the rub. This Nats team is not better than the Mets right now. This Nats team is certainly not better than San Francisco or San Diego. And even though LA is in a little bit of a slide right now, they're not as good as LA. And they did win. They did win their title. And they have a chip that's just sitting there. Now, they have a couple players who could be very interesting in the trade market. Of course, John Lester is not the ace that he was when he was with the Red Sox, but, you know, you hand the ball to Lester, someone who's been in the postseason before, he could help a bunch of teams. Brad Hand, who is in his 30s and is a closer for the team and is having a fine enough year, and every team needs a relief pitcher, and he could probably get something. You could probably get something for him. And you don't have to do a total teardown of the team. You know, you still have Soto, you still have Robles, you still have some players who you can point to and say, hey, we are going to have some players who are going to show up for next year. But the fact of the matter is, they have the key. They have the key in Max Scherzer. And we know he's healthy. And we know that he's got nothing on his hands or his gloves. And hell, we know that he has nothing in his drawers because he unbuckled his pants too. Max Scherzer is, I think, the single most intriguing trade chip in baseball right now. He's intriguing because he's a free agent at the end of the year. He's intriguing because he has given the Washington Nationals 7 years and is, I'll say it, one of the greatest free agent signings of all time. Absolutely is. The fact that he's between 2016 and 2019, he finished in the top three in the Cy Young voting every single year, winning back-to-back Cy Youngs. You know, contributing the no-hitter, being a big part of the team that finally won the World Series. Everything you could possibly ask for from a free agent signing, he completely and totally and spectacularly delivered for the Washington Nationals. And now he could potentially deliver again. Because he is going to be a free agent, they got to trade him. I know they're on a wonderful winning streak, and they could potentially creep back in. But they could get something more. They could get a really, really tremendous piece to the puzzle to move forward in 2022 and beyond. Now, how do I know this? Especially as I said, Sully, who's going to cough up a really big piece for someone who's going to be essentially a rental for half the season? I'll tell you who. What have I been talking about this whole year? What has been the thesis for this whole year? That the American League is a scrum, and we're seeing that I'm 100% right. We're seeing that the three teams that are on top of the division, the Red Sox, the White Sox, and the Astros, have fluctuated, as have the Rays, as have the A's. And the Yankees are starting to find their winning ways again. And the Indians have, you know, they've had some major league problems with their pitching recently with some injuries, but they're still putting together a winning year. The Blue Jays are on a four-game winning streak. And despite the loss to Colorado, the Mariners are still slowly creeping back into it. And if the Angels can ever get their act together, they could creep back into it too. Every one of those teams can use Max Scherzer. And Max Scherzer, when you consider my thesis, which is the entire American League is going to be totally bunched together, and a game here or a game there is going to be the difference between having home field advantage in the division series and playing golf. Couldn't Max Scherzer tip the entire American League pennant chase? Couldn't he be the factor? And if you're looking at a fan base and you're looking at a summer where you want to fill your stadium, where you want to have as many eyeballs on the TV or on your device when you're watching the game during this year, where you want to have the season tickets spike because of the excitement of a postseason series, and all those elements can come together, and you have the possibility to put in Max Scherzer in a year where a path to the World Series is open to every single team I mentioned, yes, including the Mariners, including the Angels, including the Blue Jays, if they get their act together. To plug them in could be the difference between sending your team to the World Series or not. And to look your fan base in the eye and say, well, we decided to keep these minor leaguers for the future when we had a chance to win right now. That window of opportunity, which slammed shut for the Nationals, which slammed shut for the Royals, for some of these teams to say, this could be our opportunity. Every one of those franchises, I just say, are hungry for it for different reasons. The Yankee fans can't claim to be long-suffering, but they went through an entire decade without even playing in a World Series. You can't tell me that putting Scherzer in that rotation to essentially take the place of Corey Kluber, who's out for the year, and you don't know when Severino's going to come back. He's probably not. To not be pitching King every 5 days, but have Scherzer? The Red Sox, their rotation's a mess right now. Hand the ball to Scherzer every five games? You're trying to tell me they wouldn't love that? You're trying to tell me the White Sox couldn't say, hey, we know we have a deep pitching staff, and now with Scherzer, we could be unstoppable. The Astros? Well, it would be interesting to see him join the Astros. I don't think there's really great blood between the two of them, but hey, people put things aside. David Price hated the Red Sox and came to the Red Sox and got a World Series ring for his troubles. Do you think Oakland, remember, they traded for John Lester. It didn't work out the way they wanted it to. But they can be kind of brave, especially when you consider, hey, it's not a long-term deal. Same thing for Tampa. Tampa just lost Tyler Glass now. And they've got Franco coming in as the phenom in the lineup. What if they say, hey, we have an incredibly deep farm system and a chance to go to back-to-back World Series and insert Max Scherzer in as a rental? It's possible. And every one of those teams can be calling the Washington Nationals right now to get him because they know it's the difference between playing golf and potentially having a generational October. The windows aren't always open wide. It even shut for the Yankees for a couple of years in the mid-2010s. And you have the opportunity to do this. That's worth a prospect. Sometimes that's why you have a prospect. And sometimes those great prospects that you cling to like a koala hanging onto the tree could be a Matt Laporta, who the Indians got for CC Sabathia. How did that work out? Sometimes it could be a Kyle Drabek. Sometimes it can be a total bust or someone who doesn't pan out. And sometimes it's better off dealing a player who may be something in exchange for someone who you know is something. That, to me, is a surefire bet. And if you want to make a bet, go to Bet Online. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. You track all the action on Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game. As teams prep for their runs to the playoffs, head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert, promo code LOCKEDON. Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences that you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonMLB to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB to get started today. All right, let's go bang around the league, see what's happening. Let's start with H-Town Wheelhouse of Locked On Astros.
Hey guys, H-Town Wheelhouse here with Locked On Astros. The Astros win 13-0 in Baltimore, get the sweep as they head to Detroit to continue the win streak. They hit four home runs. Alvarez, Toro, Altuve, and McCormick all helped Jose Urquidy have another solid outing backed by the bats. And the Astros are absolutely on fire. Stay tuned in to Locked On Astros. Go to Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, we're on YouTube, so subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are your team every day. Go Astros. Let's keep it going. Streaking in Houston.
Cardinals fall to the Tigers two games in a row. I got a beach behind me. Does it suck that the Cardinals keep losing? Absolutely. Cardinals fall for the second time. They get swept in a two-game series by the Tigers, which many believe to be the worst team in the American League. Yet the Cardinals just lost twice, and it begs the question of, is this really a first-place team as they fall two games below 500? And I tweeted this out, but for a team that needs to rely on pitching to win, This team's pitching isn't very well. John Gant unable to get the job done again today. Cardinals pitching staff as a whole issues 7 walks. And this team needs an improvement in just about every area that you can think of. And that's not a recipe for success for a first place team. A recipe for relaxation is a beach. So if you've got a beach near you, go out, sit on the beach and relax and just let the Cardinals losses just let them be for a minute and enjoy yourself on the beach like I am. But I'll have more breakdown on the Cardinals' 2 losses on Locked On Cardinals.
Herman Marquez flirts with perfection, and the Rockies offense comes alive via the long ball, and they take a road win here in Seattle, splitting the series 1-1. They head to Milwaukee. Herman looked great. His stuff was electric. He went all the way up until the 8th inning. Bullpen a little shaky there, and Raimel Tapia, unfortunately, not able to keep the hit streak alive. But the Rockies win on the road, inching their way closer to 10 wins on the road. But this was a big win and a big day for Herman Marquez and Trevor Story. We'll break it all down here on the Locked On Rockies podcast, so keep it here. Until next time, I'm Paul Holden, signing off.
Go Rocks!
Yeah! Hey, what's up? It's Jeff from Locked On Dodgers. So the Dodgers finished getting swept by the Padres, which, as you may recall, was the opposite of what we wanted to happen in this series. It's never fun to lose any series, definitely never fun to get swept by anybody, especially a divisional opponent. In the end, all games matter the same amount, and so losing to the Padres is no different than losing to the Nationals and the Padres beating the, what's another team? Royals? They're a baseball team. You know, in the end, it's one game, 3 games in this case, but it's definitely not any fun. I'm going to talk on tomorrow morning's episode about, you know, this series, how much not fun it was, and, you know, maybe try to give a little bit of perspective on, you know, what it means going forward and whether we should be in panic mode. So check out Locked On Dodgers tomorrow morning and every weekday morning for all your Dodgers news, and check out the Locked On Network, Locked On, your team every day.
Welcome back to the Mets, Michael Conforto. Could this be the savior they needed to spark this offense? This is Ryan Finkelstein, host of Locked On Mets. And in Michael Conforto's return, the Mets scored 7 runs after just a horrible week where it didn't seem like they could get anything going offensively. Conforto really does spark the Mets in this game. Francisco Lindor hits a big home run, also got a late RBI hit as the Mets salvage their series split against the Atlanta Braves, beating them by a score of 7-3. On the pitching side, Tylor Megill makes his MLB debut look pretty solid, giving the Mets 4 1/3. And for manager Luis Rojas, the fact that he got through a game where all he had available to him out of his bullpen was Edwin Diaz, Miguel Castro, and recent call-up and general 4A pitcher Corey Oswalt, that's pretty impressive, okay? The Mets make it through this game. They survive this series. They finally get a day off for that bullpen to rest, and they'll reset for a 4-game set against the Phillies over the weekend. On tomorrow's show, going to talk about Conforto's return to this offense, what it means for them moving forward, Tylor Megill's MLB debut, and what we could see from him for the rest of the season, and also a segment for our Throwback Thursday with Brian Wright as we talk about the best rookie season in Mets history.
This is Stacey Gatsoulias of Locked On Yankees, and this video could have been a lot different if the Yankees hadn't come back and won in the bottom of the 9th, because in the top of the 9th, Aroldis Chapman walked in the tying run with the bases loaded after intentionally walking a batter to load those bases. Oh, did I mention there were 2 outs? Then he gave up a single, and the Royals went up 5-4. Thankfully, Gary Sanchez hit a home run to tie the game. Thank you, Mr. Sanchez, who's been hot since the middle of May, I believe. And Luke Voit hit the walk-off hit, nearly a home run, just missed it. But didn't matter. Tyler Wade was on second base. He's speedy. He made it home. Yankees win 6-5. Now, isn't it funny how the Yankees can have their ace on the mound one night and lose to the Royals, and have Michael King on the mound the next night and win? Michael King had a goal of pitching 5 innings. He just missed 4 2/3, but I'll have more on that tomorrow. So the Yankees have a big walk-off win, and it was big. They were very excited about it because it's deflating when your closer comes in and does what Aroldis Chapman did in the ninth inning. So yeah, they're going home very happy tonight. Yankee fans are very happy tonight. So tune in tomorrow. I'll have everything you need to know.
Hey there, Ben Kaspic with the Locked On Giants podcast. I legitimately don't really have words for what we just saw. This was one of the weirdest games that you're ever going to see. The game started out with Kevin Gausman against Shohei Ohtani, and that side of the game kind of lived up to the billing. Both pitchers were really good, Gausman and Ohtani kind of exchanging blows, and this was a one-to-one game for the longest time, each pitcher surrendering solo home runs, Mike Yastrzemski hitting one off of Ohtani for the Giants. But then this game went to extra innings. Giants couldn't score. They held the Angels off the board in some wacky ways. Angels looked to score the winning run, but it was overturned on a replay review. And then the Giants capped off by Mike Tauchman hitting a three-run homer when he was one pitch away from striking out for the sixth time in six plate appearances. Instead, he delivers a three-run homer that made it 9-2 Giants in the 13th inning, and they go on to win in the bottom of the 13th. If that didn't make it sound as crazy as it was, I mean, I don't really have words to describe what we just saw. But as it is, it's another win for the Giants, who improve upon their MLB best record. They're now 22 games over 500. So we'll have a podcast later on breaking this one down. We do them every day on Locked On Giants, where it's your team every day.
This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Hey, when you go to the store and you want to get something for your car, do you know what? It's sometimes intimidating and sometimes embarrassing, and sometimes it's a waste of time because they're just going to their computer and ordering a part. You could do that at home because you have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time, you can save money. Why spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Rock Auto's prices are reliably low for every customer. It's a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Do you know what? You got to go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts that are available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. Okay, it is Thursday. It's getaway day, and there's going to be some big games coming up this weekend. But let's see what's going around today. Morning game in California, Royals and the Yankees. The rubber game there, Keller versus Taillon. So close to being the Royals up 2-0, but what are you going to do? Hey, A's and Rangers also going to play a matinee. Bassett against Allard. The All-Birds series. This would have been a great game in 2016. Remember the wild card game between the Blue Jays and the Orioles? Well, that's what we have going on today. Astros and Tigers, red hot Astros. Garcia has the ball. Urania is going to be pitching for the Tigers. The big, big, big game between the Red Sox and the Rays. Man, the Rays are back to being half a game. Whoever wins this game will be in first place in the American League East. Pivetta versus Waka. We'll see what happens. There's no real edge in that one. Braves and Reds are going off against each other. Ross and Poteet are pitching in the Nationals and the Marlins game. Indians and Twins are going on in Minnesota. Pirates and Cardinals are facing off. Carlos Martinez is pitching for the Cardinals, who's pitched pretty well recently. A lot better than a 6.62 ERA would say. And with the Dodgers dusting themselves off after being swept by the Padres, they're going to be facing the Cubs, who fell out of a playoff spot because they were idle last night, and the Brewers won. So we've got a full day of baseball coming on here, and the Max Scherzer watch has begun. Who's willing to sacrifice part of their future to get a better today? Well, today, you can go to the free and easy-to-use Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLBPods, or you can follow me on Twitter at Sully Baseball and Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Pondering the fate of Max Scherzer, one of the great free agent signings in baseball history, who has now turned into one of the biggest trade chips of baseball history. Don't blow this, Washington. Don't blow this. This is Locked On MLB for the 24th day of June, 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes on the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get podcasts.